brought to you by Penguin.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Mace Windu, The Glass Abyss by Stephen Barnes. Read for you by William Demerit.
Tell us the story again, the child said.
It is late, the webkeeper said, knowing she had already lost the argument.
Please,
they all cried. The webkeeper's lips curled in a mock frown, and then she nodded agreement. She had never tired of this story, and if life was kind, she never would. Once within the web, she began, there was a wounded world, a land of crystalline wonder. A people balanced on the edge of disaster. The children elbowed one another and whispered in anticipation. This was more than a good story. It was the very best. She continued, but spinners never despaired, knowing that all existence is connected through the web, and that one day a warrior would come, the fiercest in the galaxy, drawn by duty, but bound by love. Chapter 1. The Stranger, Metagos. Staff in hand, the stranger arrived in the slums of New Zaxis, capital city of the planet Metagos. In days past, the underground caverns housing New Zaxis had been derisively referred to as the Glass Abyss, thanks to the gigantic crystal obelisks towering proudly from the ground like stalagmites or hanging from the ceiling like jagged, broken fangs. The entire city was laid out like a wagon wheel, with roads and canals sectioning it off. The very poorest section, sometimes called the Children's Maze, was situated at the hub. Swathed in black leather, the stranger was tall, lithe, and human. His face was almost as dark as his ankle-length bantha hide coat. With his every step along the slum streets, moisture oozed around the edges of his boots, drawn from deep artisanal wells. Gaping volcanic vents in nearby vacant lots jetted steam that drifted upward toward the ceiling, forming into wispy clouds which personal flight craft, birds, and leather-winged reptiles glided through. Three armed enforcers appeared. One human, and two Zilka, much like four-legged armored bugs.
Here's an ugly one, the human cried, laughing.
He and one of the Zilka were armed with shock prods. The other bug carried a halberd with a smear of dried blood on the blade.
All you humans are ugly,
the halberd-wielding Zilka said to his human companion.
But this one could give lessons.
They cackled at the mild witticism. The stranger seemed to ignore them, but if they thought he hadn't noticed, then they'd miss the angry glint in eyes as black as a blaster's barrel.
Checkpoint, stranger,
the first enforcer, the Zilka carrying the shock prod, said.
Citizen or newcomer?
Newcomer. Rimrunner. Just landed.
Are you armed?
He asked. The newcomer nodded and carefully thumbed aside his black cloak, revealing the hilt of a holstered blaster. Under the triple threat of their weapons, they disarmed him of the pistol but ignored his 2-meter brown staff, formed from some seamed and knotty wood.
Gotta have the right credentials,
the second said. The human, a big male with outsized hands. Strangler's hands.
No weapons. You can enter,
the third said. And the second laughed.
He won't live long,
one said, as if the newcomer were not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?